Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
Tower, jumping from post to post as you make your way up and around the building. How high are you going to go?
How high up does this thing go?
High!
Like,
really high! Like, you don't think your tape measure that you have in your pocket in cat form will reach the bottom from where you are right now.
Cast while falling.
Can you cast while falling? Well, a round is currently 10 seconds in this game.
No.
You'll splatter on the ground.
Depends on how high I am.
Depends on it. Right, if you go higher all the way up, you'll still die before you can get the spell off.
Yeah.
But it's a good effort. However,
I don't know, we might have to calculate terminal velocity on that. It says 50.
This cat will land on the feet.
Right. Yeah. And the bones will come shooting out of its shoulders.
How much damage does that do if we aim it so that the bones hit the clockworks?
I think it does all of it.
Can I tie a piece of bread with jelly on one side of my back so then I'll land on,
Yeah, that's
you'll just spin.
I don't want to go that high.
Yeah, you do. Don't be a coward. Coward!
Have I seen, how high have I got?
Go higher, lad! Higher!
You're about halfway up.
Have I seen any windows?
There are all sorts of windows.
It's just not big enough.
They're really small. You could probably wriggle through one, but nobody else could.
What do I see when I look through the windows?
Well, you have to kind of jump onto a window.
Like a window's in between each post?
Yeah. So it's like, they're like, there's a trapezoid, and there is a shape with 19 sides, and then another one that has 7.5 sides, which is really 8 sides, but one side is shorter than the other sides.
I'm going to try to go to the window behind me, like a little bit closer to the ground, and try to go into the window. I want to get perched in the window and look inside.
Okay. So you jump down to that window, and you manage to... Give me actually an agility roll to see if you can pull this bullshit off.
Eleven?
Yeah, sure, all right. So you land in the window, you drop in, and you are peering in. And you see this is this giant gallery of a room. The spindle staircase continues to go up to the ceiling. However, hanging in the air are knives of every description and size. It's like a gun and knife show, but with no guns and with no rednecks. It's just knives floating in the air, and they're all hanging suspended.
Okay, yeah, I jump back to the post. I'm not going in that room.
Coward! All right.
What are they suspended by?
You couldn't see anything.
Magic.
It looked like they were...
They could have just been floating.
They might have been floating.
Yeah, I'll go back down and check the window behind me.
Okay.
Not going to go much, much higher.
All right, so you go down to the next level, and you peer through that window, which happens to have 5 3/4 sides. And you peer through, and you see that this room... is on the far wall, there is a large shimmering portal that is bounded by an arch. The arch is constructed to look like two male wizards with long beards on either side. They're clutching tomes in their hands. You just make out the words on those tomes. Player's Handbook and Dungeon Master's Guide on the other. They have pedestals
but
with
no
names underneath them. But you're too far away to see.
I'm going to go to the top.
You're going all the way to the top?
Yeah.
What the rest of you guys doing?
Oh, I say, I talk to the clockworks in there, and they will let me pass to the second floor, but they're all going to kill all of you all.
That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't, but we could go in together, or I could just go see what's on the second floor, come back and report.
But if you don't come back from the second floor...
And we know it was nothing good that's on the second floor.
Yeah.
I'd rather go in together, gank them, instead of you go in, get stuck on the second floor, die, then we're one less hammer on the way in.
I could just guise one of us as another clockwork
Just one of us?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a lot of armor. I can pretend to be a clockwork.
I like this idea. All right.
Hello. All right.
So
Charles.
Now we got two other people we have to disguise.
Well, I can disguise myself as a clockwork.
Okay.
And go in with you.
All right. You.
And this is magical disguise. So.
Pretend to be a clockwork. I like this idea. What about you, Jotun? And the dwarf? How are you going to pretend to be a clockwork?
I'll have one ticket to one clockwork rated R movie, please.
I can watch, stand in the back and watch how this song fails.
Someone should keep an eye on the cat.
I'll watch for the cat.
Can't see the cat now.
Maybe get a sack out just in case it comes falling down.
Post on Facebook.
A drowning cat sack?
Crawling up 23 stories.
We could try to lure them out here.
I like that,
play
too.
Plan.
Yeah, we could set up a thing.
An ambush.
I say,
hold on, I have to finish.
I never learned their names.
Weepy,
oh,
Cloudy.
I said, hey, can one of you come out here for a second? I wanted to introduce you to my companions so you can talk to them.
Do you want to introduce the people we have to kill? I don't think I really want to know who I'm supposed to kill. It's a level of personal that I'm not really happy with. Three says, you're a fucking coward! Fucking man up! Drag their asses in here, we'll butcher them and be done!
I don't want to do any of this!
I wonder what they look like on the inside.
Well, look, just come on here and, you know, we can talk.
I really want to go outside so bad, but I can't. We are under orders. You're right, we're under orders. We have discipline. Discipline. That's what it's all about.
Let's try to convince.
I cast caltrips centered on the door.
Get weepy.
So it's 5 yards that way, 5 yards this way. The entire ground erupts in metal razor blades.
What's all this shit in the floor? I don't know. I think they're fucking with us. I don't like this. They're not friendly at all. This is why I don't want to meet them, so I feel better about killing them.
Hey, I tell you what, you can come and have my soul, but you gotta come and take it.
Yeah, we're really not allowed to go outside of the building, so if you're offering souls, you just need to pass it through the mail slot.
Okay.
What does the caltrops do?
If they move within this thing, they take damage.
Oh, how long does it last?
1 minute.
I guess we'll wait until the caltrops and then just go and
can we antagonize them some more?
Yeah.
My
your mother smells of elderberries.
Hey, I don't know who my mom was. I knew who my mom was. She was a dirty slut.
She was.
She was not a dirty slut. She really cared for you. How do you know we're all robots? Our souls were ripped out of the underworld. Not my soul. I came here willingly.
If I stood in front of the door, could I see any of them be within range of me, like, shooting a bow at them?
Yeah, they're right there by the door, aren't they?
They're all kind of back in the room at this point. Yeah, they're getting angled as you can shoot at them.
Your darkness is gone?
Yeah, by now, definitely.
If they're not going to come outside, yeah, just put your bolt thrower and shoot them.
Yeah, I don't have a bow, so I'm going to need to borrow one.
There's some dead, skeleton bows.
Yeah, everyone, there's skeletons. They left their bone.
I don't know why that's not in the book already.
I'd throw it in the doorway.
Fair enough.
No, far, like, a step back.
Oh, yeah. Step back from the doorway.
Yeah, maybe we should get into position so, like, I can stand behind the bolt thrower.
Yeah, we're all in line.
And
she's lightning bolt.
Well, and you guys, like, stand off to the side, so if they get pissed and come out.
Hey, you know this door disappearance thing's on a timer, right? As the door's starting to solidify.
Yeah. Put the force
back. I know how to open it.
Oh, great, so you can come on in.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I think they're talking, and you're just hearing this. I think they're talking about shooting at us. We should either get out of the way or go upstairs. All
right, I grab a bow and take a look in the door, and I'll start.
Well, it's now a solid door.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh,
God damn it.
I'll go open it again. Once we're all in position, bow's ready, bolt thrower ready.
Bolt thrower is ready to be built as soon as you open the door.
All
right, you open the door, and you see an empty room.
All right, good. They're gone. Let's come in.
All right, it worked.
Yeah,
we didn't want to use our spells anyway.
No.
I would like to sneak in at the back.
I don't like.
Who's going in first?
Me.
I'm going right behind you.
All
right,
you get to there, and you see they're all like.
Where are they?
They're up against the wall.
I'm gonna close the door now.
Bye, shelf.
Is there any other like entrances or exits to the room besides the stairs?
No.
We have two options.
You can't say anything. You're right. You're fucking right. You can't say anything.
I don't like this at all. All
right, so they're inside the door.
I wonder what they look like on the inside.
I step back outside. I say, yeah, they're just
against the wall. All right, I'm going to go up to the left, to the right side. I'm going to go two squares, like in front of the big guy with the mallet.
I say, look, no one wants to kill anyone. Just let us pass.
I cast Gatecrasher right there.
On the wall?
It makes a battering ram.
Yep.
And it lasts...
know I'm climbing this tower.
Yeah, but you're a cat. Yeah. You got lives. Nine. All right, so I can hit it for 4d6 of damage. So
can I land on him?
Yes.
With your dick extent, your cat-like...
My spike penis out, sticking his ear.
All right, 12 damage to the tower right there where that one is.
All
right,
so this weird Gatecrasher thing appears and slams in the wall, and spiderweb cracks appear in the wall, but it's solid stone.
And it disappears. And then it falls back to parts, and I put the parts back up.
Okay.
Watch out, cat!
All right, back to you. Oh, you're God. Going all the way up.
I forgot about the cat.
Are you looking up every window as you go?
Mm. Yeah.
All right, so you get to the next level, level 4, and you see this room has, the floor is all water.
The floor is not lava.
Yeah, no, I'm going past that.
Keep going up, and in that room, you see hanging from, you kind of peer in, you can't really see anything, but back behind the spindle, you think you see something hanging from the ceiling. As you look up at the ceiling, there are all these chains and rails. There is no other windows here.
Then I'll keep going up.
You get all the way to the top, and there are no other entrances up the top.
What's at the top?
Is it, like a flat, it looks like a dirty fingernail that's reaching up into the sky.
Okay, so it's not like a flat crenellated area?
No.
All right, I'm going to slowly start making my way back down.
All right, you make your way back down.
Did I pass any rooms that looked semi-normal?
No.
No.
There was the chains.
It's a magician's tower.
Yeah, but he's got to have a normal room to
sleep
in.
No, he doesn't. He's insane.
That is the bedroom. All the chains and rails.
Yeah, I'll slowly start making my way back down. And hopefully if I see them on the floor.
You see them on the ground. You don't see them on the floor.
If I see them down on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll
start. I'm doing this. Get ready to cast another Gatecrasher.
I'll make my way down.
Still trying to convince these guys not to fight us.
We don't want to fight you either. Just go away.
Well, we have to get in the tower.
Why the fuck did you get in the tower?
We need a ritual book.
Oh, why didn't you say so?
I didn't think you'd give it to us.
Or not.
Yeah.
But I thought I should bring it up, that you probably should have given us all the information to start.
Right, well, okay, well, that's a fair point. Sure. You know, really, let me explain why we're doing this. I go into, like, who Sala is, and we need, like, she needs a ritual to stop the orcs.
The tower takes 14 more damage in the same spot.
Hey, your buddy that's out there beating on the tower walls.
Yeah.
And that's the voice from the happy stops. Fuck him!
Well, I mean, you're going to kill him, so he's going to do his thing. I think that's fair.
Yeah, you don't want to see what happens if you break that wall down. You don't want to see it.
I kind of do.
I do now.
You know, I was looking at the leftover bricks, and it seemed that the wizard who lived here before Renard filled each of those bricks with something really foul.
Yeah.
And if they break, bad things happen to everyone.
Whoa, then you're included in that. We don't want to find out, so just let us pass.
Hey, we're going to go to the underworld, or angry, he's going to go to hell. Don't tell him, dummies. It's fine. You know, what's the matter?
Exactly, what's the matter? Let us
pass. No, I just don't want to be here anymore.
I got nothing.
All right, let's do the battering ram again. I want to see how this plays out.
Oh, fuck. Oh. 21.
Okay, so the battering ram hits the wall. The wall caves in and blasts out in a 7-yard cone. From that point, a wall of a blast of fire.
Nice.
Anything in that path? You?
Yeah. Sure.
Wait. So
you get an agility challenge roll.
You for half damage.
Right. Is going the direction it breaks because it's breaking inward.
It comes out.
Oh, okay.
So roll 14.
10, 12.
Actually, I rolled a 17, but minus 3 is 14.
You only take 7 damage.
All right, I'm still alive. I'm not even injured.
Okay. Is there a hole on the wall now?
No, there is a dent.
That was a dent?
Fuck.
Oh, it doesn't go all the way through the wall.
I can only cast it 3 fucking times a day. We're only level 4.
All right, let's take a nap.
It's 4 in the afternoon. It's perfect for you.
And I didn't see him or anybody in any of them windows.
No.
I'm just gonna walk inside the door, walking in the room. Shelf, what's going on? Are we going in? Are we able to go up? Or
well, they're gonna.
Are we gonna just have to kill these guys?
They're gonna attack us, yeah. Unless you can convince them not to. I failed in that regards.
I disguise him as a new clockwork that looks just like them, but with a different mask. Play it like this.
What's the mask?
Frightened.
Oh.
So you go in disguised as a clockwork, frightened shelf clockwork with the genitals on your shelf.
Mysterious and, fifth kind.
Yes, and
it's a fear boner on your shelf.
Tell them that you've come from like Renard's or Renardo, whatever his name is. Ralph
shelf, can we come in or what?
Satellite tower.
It's getting dark out here.
To grab a book.
Sounds like
that
shaggy.
He needs at the other tower.
All right, so you're disguised. What do you do?
Shelf, can we go in? It's dark out here.
Yeah, we can go in.
Well, come on. Well, you guys aren't going to try to eat my soul, are you?
Well, me and the now disguised boy can go inside.
Oh, thank fucking lords of darkness. A replacement, Henry says. Oh, I've been standing here all day. Your position's right over there, fearful. Just go park your ass over there. I'm going home. I've been here forever. And he comes tromping out through the front door.
Oh, I wave to him.
See you later.
Yeah, you have to still fuck with those guys, he says. I'm gone. None of this bullshit.
Ask him what time shift changes.
You know, whenever a weird clockwork that has a shelf hanging off for his chest shows up.
Which one is you?
I'm Red Shirt.
This one,
right guy, yeah.
Which one was angry?
Angry is number
big mallet guy.
3.
Angry was battery.
Oh. He was a battery.
So that's why he was so angry.
I thought that would have been happy.
Can we get shelf? Can you relieve one of the other ones?
I can take over for you.
Oh fuck yeah! Says curious. I've got to go look at butterflies.
Perfect.
I've been a big fan of butterflies. I've seen them all over the hills, but I haven't been able to go out.
Which one is curious?
4.
So we've lost.
You guys know what to do, right?
We've lost angry
and curious.
Curious. So who's left? Weepy?
Weepy and happy.
Weepy and happy.
All right, I go in.
All right, you step in, and Weepy and Happy just come forward, drawing their swords, like, you can't be in here! Weepy's like, I don't want to hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you either, but there's more of us.
It doesn't matter, says Happy.
It sure does.
I'm really delighted about chopping you into little bits.
You can't.
Fast turns.
I'm magic.
I cast Memory of the Forge.
All right.
Each up to 3 size 1 targets. I'm going to just tag the 2 metal clockworks. Each target, you recall the heat used to forge it, causing it to glow blazing hot for the duration, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Words.
It gets to make a strength challenge roll with 1 bane, or it takes 1d6 damage.
Fail and fail.
Alright, they both take 4 damage. This lasts for 1 minute.
Nice. Alright, anybody else going on fast?
Go slow.
Alright, well.
I moved in. So I'm like here, and which one moved up to me?
They haven't moved up to you yet.
Oh, okay.
They're drawn weapons.
Chief, would you mind sliding over to the door so that I can actually see the guys in order to do that? There you go.
I'm gonna go slow.
Okie dokie. All right, we're gonna go ahead and take our
time. Yeah, we got 2 less to fight.
1 and 2 are gonna charge. And they're going to then also grind their gears. All right, so here we go. First attack against you, intruder. Miss. Second attack against you, intruder's a miss. We're grinding the gears!
Does it count?
15, 17 defense?
Yeah, that hits.
16 defense?
That also hits.
10 damage and 9 damage.
I die!
Tell my wife I said fuck you!
does a gear stop?
Oh, we have to find out at the end of the round, right?
Well, I was going to ask something. What it does.
Oh, roll a d6. Yeah.
One of them moving into a square next to me count as a trigger?
For what?
Triggered action to high, quick reflex.
You do that on your turn.
My wife, I said, fuck you again.
All right, neither one actually turns to an object.
Bastards.
I know, it's pretty good. I had a 50 shot of each.
Yeah.
Penis.
Any other fast turn? Oh, that's my fast turn. Slow turns.
Walk up the door and smack one.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
Go here. And attack this one.
And I will go on the opposite side of him. And we'll kind of like double team that one.
Double team this dude?
Yeah. Oh,
he likes it.
Yeah.
That's going to be an 18.
Yep.
He's my prey as well.
And 12 damage.
Got it.
17,
23, 27. Yep, by 5.
Shelf, don't headbutt these ones. They're molten hot.
Oh, okay.
9.
Ooh, he's injured, but he's still there. Anybody else going on slow?
Yes. I'm going to step forward. Smack mouth, man.
You
want
the
conscious
or dead?
I'm red shirt.
This
I'm
guy
dead.
Here?
I'm the red shirt.
Right, you need to go for this
I'll
guy?
Come back
yeah.
In 2 hours.
Oh, that's going to be a miss.
As long as my head's miss. Still around.
Unless, like, a 7 minutes.
No, it doesn't. Any other slow turns? Once, twice, three times, lady, end of the round. Nothing happens. You're down. Fast turns. Attack. No one's sawing your head.
End of the round, they take damage. You can make a strength challenge roll.
Yep.
Or take an E6.
Fail makes
4 damage to the fatal.
Still up. Alright.
The one who made it make it with it's with a bane on his roll, I'm sorry.
He made roll 19.
Okay.
13?
13, miss. Miss by 1.
Corruption?
No.
19,
yes.
Oh, 12. 14.
14 damage?
Yeah.
You destroy him. Happy is dead. Just like my life. Goodbye, Happy.
Do you have angry and weepy now?
No, there's just weepy. Which
just a
genital hug. A genital
hug. Curious and angry walked off.
All right, anybody else going to go on fast?
About himself. I've already had.
All right. Traitor, he shouts at you.
No! No! They made me do it!
I'm going to grind my gears. You know what grinds my gears? Traitor's Clockworks. That's 24-26 defense.
Have you heard about the Gear Wars?
Takes 7 damage.
Yuck.
Second attack is balls in my chin. Slow turn.
I'll go.
does my friend Thacko over here look like he can be healed, or does he look dead?
I don't know, Thacko. What do you look like?
I look pretty much dead.
All right. Then I will not heal you. I will instead throw a wrench at the guy who's in the way there. That is a 19,
23
plus
5. Yep.
So
yep,
he is impaired and takes 6 damage.
Okay. Anybody else? End of the round.
Has it been 2 hours?
It has.
End of the round, strength challenge rolls with a bane to avoid burning to death.
Makes it.
He doesn't take 3 damage then.
Fast turns.
Go slow.
29.
By
1 or 2 maybe.
15.
16 points of damage.
Jesus.
Actually, after that, I'm going to charge. So, moving next to him.
Alright.
Bane.
Do it.
14.
Yeah, you got it. Right on the nose.
14?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Excuse me. by the remains of two dead clockworks lying on the floor. The one intact clockwork is still standing up, and the other one, the illusion that was masking you, starts to fade. You jump down, and you're with the rest of the group now.
And I will tell everybody what I saw in each window I stopped by.
Okay. They saw absolutely nothing.
Any of them sound familiar?
No, this is all new to you. This wasn't like
anybody know what a player's handbook is? Are we in the right place?
This is definitely the Crooked Tower. But, you know...
That was a twisted tower.
The Crooked Tower or a Crooked Tower?
That's the one I knew. It's where the one is what I knew. So let's just go up the stairs.
I need about 20.
Ooh, wow.
To top me off.
Yeah, I'll go up the stairs.
I'll take whatever
you want. What's your healing rate?
8.
So 4. So let me see here.
I'm going to take another healing potion.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, and someone should drag
5,
his body.
4.
We can just leave me down there.
Okay.
5.
Give it any good?
20.
No.
Do you have any healing potions?
I do have one.
Someone need a healing potion?
I've got one up
right
now.
Right now.
4, I'm 0, and I'll be full.
Yeah.
Just gonna leave him down there?
That's what I would do.
We'll just pull him up into a corner.
You're a small fellow, right?
Size 1. Yeah, I'm a human.
But I'm old,
we'll
so
drag him
can
off
put
into
him on
a
your
corner
shelf
inside
shelf?
The tower, though. I
there is a round tower, so there are no corners.
Well, we'll drag him off into a spot inside
into
the tower.
Into a spot, all right.
Yeah, by the foot of the stairs.
Okay.
Off to the side.
So is there no way to bring you back?
Just got to wait it out. After 2 hours, I'll roll for insanity and come back.
Oh, okay.
He dies often, but he doesn't die for long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Unless my head gets chopped off, and then it's... lights out.
Alright, so up the stairs?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm following behind you.
Alright, so you guys climb the staircase, wrapping around all the way, going all the way around and around and around, until you come up through the floor of another chamber. The staircase continues to go up against one wall, we'll call it the west wall. There is an archway portal type thing with glowy lights inside. There are two... statues, caryatid columns, kind of, that are supported, that their heads are supporting the arch that goes over top, that seem to depict wizards. They're holding a book, and each one holds a book.
Are the books stone or actual books?
Stone. And there is something written at the base of each.
Okay. Oh, now, is there the room upstairs has a bunch of floaty knives floating in the sky.
Is there anything else in this room?
Yeah, I'm going to see what they say.
I look at one, and it's a name.
Is it in common dwarfish or dark speech?
It is in dark speech, although the characters are dark speech, but you sound it out.
I can read.
I can read it too. I learned from my tutor.
So this portal, is it like standing in the center of the room, or is it like a door?
Against the west wall.
Okay, so otherwise it's just an empty room.
Right, and the portal itself is a boiling, seething sea of orange light.
I don't think we need to go there.
It doesn't seem like a positive place.
Yeah. All right, well, let's just keep going up the stairs.
All right, so you keep climbing the stairs.
Up there.
Bunch of them floating in the sky.
All right, so I'm walking up with my shield like this.
Yeah, shield above my head.
Who's first?
For those who can't see what we're doing, we're all holding our shield above our head.
You're going?
Yeah. I'll go right behind you.
All right.
Shield?
So you wrap around the spindle again, climb the stairs, and you come up to the floor. And you find yourself, you're the only one in the room right now.
Okay.
You find yourself in a large round chamber like the one below and the one below that. However, the air is full of knives of different sizes and shapes.
Okay.
Some are single edge, others are double edge, others are weirdly four edges. And they're all hanging in the air, not moving. Staircase continues going up.
Is there any furniture or other decorations in the room?
There are spatters of... There are signs of old blood everywhere in this chamber.
GM, I am going to take my light cast ham hock that has been comfortably sitting on my shoulder for the combat so far.
I said, don't throw it!
Okay.
Let's just keep going up the stairs.
Are you sure?
I mean, if that does works, if not, we'll try something
else. I'll put the ham hock back on my shoulder then.
Don't disturb the floating knives.
All right, you go up?
Yeah, I keep going up. I don't step off the staircase. I just keep going.
Everybody else following?
Sure.
All right, so you were second, right? So you come up, and you're making the round. You come up in the room, and all the knives attack.
Fuck.
Give me your all. Oh, right. Well, we're just gonna roll damage, and you can make an agility roll to see if you take less.
Oh, holy fuck! It
was a lot of knives.
30 God. Damage or 15? Which would you like?
I'll take 30, please.
I'm gonna turn that into a success with a fortune point.
Okay. All right, so that's just 3 fortune points left.
30 is just too much.
Yeah.
I just healed him 20.
Yeah.
There's a dagger there.
All right, so you are bristling with knives. Everyone else stops.
Well, because that wasn't a very good idea. No, I grab him and keep going. Well, unless you resist. Let's get the fuck out of here. Come on. All right,
I need you to make a strength roll to see if you can outrun the second volley of knives.
Okay.
Who is third?
I'll take it. I don't care.
All right, so there are two of you now. So that splits our potential targets.
Real quick, though, as I see him get shot,
do we have to continue up?
Yeah, I was just saying, can I pause for one round and cast a spell?
If you're not above the floor, or you can freely in the room.
Yeah, but I don't want to see the knives. It's not something I'm holding.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got about halfway up the staircase. Okay. You enter the room. You're below him, not in the room yet.
Okay.
You get pincushioned.
The blood sprays me down the staircase.
Right.
Yeah.
You tell me what you're going to do. You grab him.
Yeah, I grab him, and I'm trying to hustle up with him.
All right, to the next floor. So that's what we're going to start with now. Give me a strength roll.
All right.
Pull it off.
14.
All right, so you get up. You need to make an agility roll again, but only a few blades are coming your way.
I made it.
All right, so you're going to take 6 damage.
All right.
And you are, as you're Ginsu'd again,
they're
but you
only
get...
only attacking him.
Right.
Not
him.
Him.
And you get to the next level above, and I'll describe that for you in just a second.
I just heard what you said. His body is a shield.
I'm going to cast Shape Metal on my shield.
Okay.
And make it so that it's much more taco-like and wraps around me, and I'm going to hug the wall
like a tower shield.
And have the shield covering me as I'm walking.
I like it.
And I shout down, I say, use Thacket's body as a shield.
All right, so then I will continue on up after I make the taco shield.
All right, so you're up next.
I'm going to grab Thacket.
I'm going to give half the damage. And then you get a 2 boons in your roll.
Can I move up with him between his legs?
11.
In cat form? I'm only size half.
Sure.
Then I'll move up with him.
Did you make your roll?
I did. I don't get it.
All right. So you take 6 damage. You take 2 damage as you guys scramble up the rest of the way up to the top. All right. So you guys are in the other room above.
And you're still below.
I'm going to drag his body and use his
shield. So you're going back downstairs.
I'll just freaking run. I'll hold my shield and take off.
My life for the horde.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You're going to grab him?
Yeah.
All right, so you grab him. That's going to count as cover as well.
And I have my shield on the other side.
No, in fact, I'm going to say that's... You hold him over you, and you get up there just fine.
What happens to his body? It basically, is he decapitated from all those knives?
No, because he's undead.
The blades don't attack.
Oh, okay.
Because he's already dead.
Right.
Yeah, so they dredge. Nice.
Cool.
That was the plan... I totally knew that. I'm glad I went back down to get you.
We're going to use you next.
I'm going to snag his healing potion and give it to him.
Oh, thanks.
I'll give you one too. I'll give you a healing potion.
I've turned into a fucking...
So yeah, ask me something.
Yeah, you're our walking storage.
You're the mud and predator. All right, so you come up the next level and the stairs come up through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the water floor?
Yes. There's a pool of liquid that stretches from the staircase out to the walls. The liquid looks like mercury.
Are there any other features or decorations in this room?
No.
Keep going. I have no reason to stop. There's no books here.
There's no bookshelf.
Okay, so you continue going on, and all of you following?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
If only we had curious the clockwork with us.
Uh-oh. As he flips through the monster.
Actually, since I was able to do that with him and I took partial damage, I could go with him. And if things activated, then I would take a small amount of damage
and we would know what was going on in that room.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I get what you're saying.
To get people
you
want to
climb on my back or something?
Like, I was going to walk between your legs.
Oh, okay. That's kind of dangerous. For you.
Not for me. I'm pretty agile-y.
I might step on you. I am not
so
agile.
Yeah, when he goes up, I'm going to go with him.
I have a 7 agility, dude.
I have a 12.
Okay.
7's the way to go.
Okay. You guys go to the next room in the tower, and you see that the first thing you see is the ceiling is this vast grid of metal rails. There are chains that hang around them. No rails actually. See, it's weird. Like they seem to interlock, but there's something weird, Escher-esque about the ceiling. Staircase continues going.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yep.
I wait for the metal expert to get to this room to offer an opinion.
All right, as you're waiting for the metal expert to enter this room to offer an opinion with your back behind him, you see swinging around on those rails is a gargantuan woman. She's probably 7 feet tall, 700 pounds, sagging flesh everywhere, and she has these hooks that have been run through her back and her body, and she's hanging suspended. Her face is actually three faces, with a child face on the left side and a child face on the right. All three faces are screaming, eyes rolling around on their heads. Her
That's
big, sagging belly with stretch marks that kind of run down the sides seem to be riven in places and leaking a brown putrescence. You can also see the dimpled anus as it sweeps through the air hanging on the chains, and sprays of fecal matter come everywhere as the thing is starting to moan at you as it comes in to attack. Fast turns. Currently there are only two of you in the room. You're coming up next.
Sit this one out, guys.
Yeah. Fast, I will move higher up the staircase to allow other people in the room.
Okay.
How big is this room?
Same
size as everything.
Okay, 20 yards.
Floor is clear, but there's all this.
Where is she at in relation to me right now?
She is right in your grill.
Right. How high is the ceiling?
20 feet. But she's hanging low enough that she gets pretty even access.
Right. I'm going to cast darkness centered on her.
Okay.
We want to fight it or we want to keep going?
What the hell is it? You don't want to save this wee lass?
Wee? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a dwarf. I'm going to swing the attack.
All right, wait, you're in darkness now. So
yeah, I cast darkness on her.
So you've got, you're effectively blinded.
3 banes.
So 3 banes.
14?
14 is a miss.
Sons of bitches.
Anybody else going up fast?
I move up the did you get off of the staircase or you're still on the stairs?
Yeah, we moved. I just swung from where I was at. All right,
I'm going
to... I didn't know we'd cast all this other stuff on her.
I want to move up the steps and attempt to go past him up the steps and continue.
Sure,
going.
No problem.
All right.
Are you going to go up to the room above?
No.
Okay.
Just getting to where the rest of the group is and leaving room behind so the people behind me can get up.
All right.
Which is me. On an action, who do we have that, I mean, who is not human? Or who is human?
Don't
be human.
I thought you were Yoda.
No.
That was last turn.
Oh. I've been calling you Yoda.
I'm going to... rub up against him and cast Dark Sight so he can see.
Okay. You can see.
And I can see new things.
You're not blind, you have Dark Sight.
Yeah.
Never mind. What was your total?
+5 to that ungodly stupid low number.
19 is a hit.
Is it by 5?
It is not. Yeah. It's also not by 20. It's also not 20.
That's all right. I'm still going to hit her for 10.
Okay.
Tell me what door that
is. Alright, so since now I can see in there, I will move up so I can attack and
vicar
my prey. And...
yeah!
Oh, that's good. 16, 22.
That's my 5.
Okay.
Five left.
That's good. Okay. That should have just taken it. 6, 12.
12, all right.
Do I sense corruption in this fine lass?
Yes.
All right.
No.
All right, she is going to, unless there's any other fast turns, once, twice, three times. If not, she is going to pound you into a mud puddle. All right, so we'll
start. Me or him?
Both of you.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Sure.
Hatemonger, that is a 22 defense.
Sure.
Only 6. Troy, this is coming for you. That
she
is...
Does she have a penalty for being in the darkness?
She can see the dark. 27, 33. Yeah. For 16 damage. All right, slow turn. Okay, at the end of the round, she gets to roll. And she starts, all three mouths open wide and start hooting.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Fast turns.
Nice. She's summoning something.
I'm going to cast Fault in Steel. I find the flaws in the target and exploit them. If it's a weapon or armor, it dies. If not, if it's not a weapon or armor, the GM decides when it breaks. And I'm going to take the chain that is holding the center of her back so that it would hopefully snap shortly. And she'll be kind of less likely to be able to use.
Got it. All right.
23
and 5. Yep. I was going to use it because when I use Nightfall Blade inside the darkness, I do
7.
Oh, okay.
3, 1, 1.
23.
Yep.
That's better.
18.
Got it. Anybody else?
I'll cast open the third eye so I can see the dark and all that.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm going to cast Nightfall Blade.
All right.
That's all. It just makes a blade money.
All right, fast turns for me.
I'm going to
pound on you guys again. The chain snaps. Mm-hmm. She loses one of her boons for the attack roll. All
right.
That is an 18 defense.
Right on.
For 10 damage. And for you... That is a 12-17 defense.
On money.
For only 6. Slow turns. She's going to go again. Oh, wait. I owe you guys each an extra d6 damage. You take 4. Troy, take 5. She's going to pound on you both again. That's a miss on you. And that is not a miss on you. Her big slab like pork chop hands come crashing down on you for 11, 13 damage. Delicious.
Alright,
the non yoke falls to the ground. End of the round. Fast turns.
Is she within my reach?
Sure.
I'll attack her.
We're back to Theater of the Mind, kids.
My glowing spellbound warhammer.
Ooh.
And my third eye. Well, technically it's my first eye. I don't have any eyes.
Oh, because you're playing the blind samurai?
No, he's dead many years ago. So anyway, attack him. That's going to be a natural one.
You've got kind of a comical rounded head with one eye in the center. Is that what you're saying?
It's like a cyclops.
24?
Yep.
Is that by 5?
Yep.
All right.
Ooh,
nice. 15, and then 18 hit?
Yep.
Nice.
11.
Got it. She is injured.
I'll hit her.
17?
Just by 1. Troy, did you roll your death roll? How much?
12.
Hey, Troy, when you start to roll that, you automatically roll a 6.
Okay. Heal 1 damage. All right. Any other fast turns?
Yes, I'm going to go fast. I trigger action when he rolled that. He automatically hits a 6.
Yes, that was in the round.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to cast Bury the Knife, a brand new teleportation spell in playtesting. And I'm going to reach into my bag and grab a big metal sprocket and teleport it inside her.
Oh, yeah. Put it inside her.
Make an intellect challenge roll against her agility.
Take a bane on that roll because she has spell defense.
All right, so it's a 15.
15 against her agility, that's a hit.
All right, she takes 2d6, which is 10 damage.
Just half that.
And she is impaired until the object is removed.
No, she hates you for that.
No, we can just fist her.
And
for that.
She can remove the object by using an action and making an intellect challenge roll and dealing 1d6 damage to herself.
She's not doing that.
Okay.
All right, anybody else
so
going?
Just be
impaired.
Impaired forever.
All right, anybody else going or fast?
Jesus.
Well,
that's terrible.
You might want to edit that one.
Nah, leave it in.
You got a solid, like, beep noise.
Okay, I've got that.
All right, coming for you.
Coward!
Cowards! All right, that's a 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 6 is
23. Sure.
Your Christmas goose is full of mayonnaise for 11, 15 damage.
11,
nice.
15 mayonnaise.
And Troy, who else is over there? You're over there.
I'm over there.
I'm going to put this belly in you. That's 25 plus 8 is a whole lot.
Wow. Yeah. Hot dice tonight.
Take 4 to 15 damage.
I'm out.
Yeah. All right.
I died before.
Slow turns.
Yeah.
I already acted.
Slow turns. I'm going to take a potion or two. At least one. And I don't think I can move out of her way. I'm just going to stay where I'm at right now.
Okay. Anybody else?
So I need to take another 15 points of damage.
All right. Big and Sexy is going to come back on slow turns and attack both of you.
I'm on the stairs.
She's hanging above the stairs.
Okay.
Wizard.
Bring it.
That is 15 defense.
That is not enough, fair lady.
Coming for you. That is a 21, 29 defense.
Come down. Save the dice.
For 12, 14 damage.
Is that with her impaired bane?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's up right now? Me, the wizard.
Oh, no, you two.
Technically I'm up, but I'm really hurt.
Okay.
End of the round, nothing happens.
Well, end of the round, people roll shit.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
right, I'll make yours a 6.
Catman, you're 2.
Make mine a 6.
Make yours a 6.
So last time I can do that.
He rolled a 6.
Rolled a 6.
Perfect.
Okay.
Fast turns.
I will attack.
Get him, boys.
Take a healing potion.
Do it.
Yeah.
Fucking cock whore.
That's
got any fortune?
Yes.
There's two still floating.
Give me one.
I've spent
James
one.
James this into a success.
All right. One left.
It's 2 natural ones in a row.
Yeah. That's not enough.
It's not going to happen. All right. Take 7, 6, 13?
13.
4 and 6 is 13.
13 damage.
Ooh, she's wabbling. She's wobbling.
I'm going to teleport another gear into this hoe.
No, she says.
Then she takes the damage.
That is a 21.
Ongoing thing.
Yep.
So she takes 11 damage.
Penis.
And she is.
Can't just play a beat through the whole podcast. Just
I'm gonna attack her. All right, you do it with
roll
your 21. One health or your one damage.
Roll to 21.
21. Show me your stuff.
Is that high five?
Yes, sir.
He's still lying prone.
Show me what you got.
So that's a bane
17 points of damage.
But that's fine. All right, she's still there.
One of you motherless go-kurgers.
Anybody else on fast? All right, she's going to pound you into a puddle.
Oh, of course. Bring it on.
That is a 25 plus 8. It's 33 again.
I'm dead. Save the dice.
You're unconscious.
14, 16 damage. All right. And who else was screwing with her?
That was probably the shelf.
Shelf.
Come on, shelf.
Just because I don't have any damage, you guys are playing to me.
No, you leave next week.
Yeah,
so
all right, shelf. That is a 31 defense.
Are you fucking cheating over there?
I rolled a 20. Plus... 3 is 23 plus 8 is 31.
Fucking rules all year.
Am I cheating? Game Masters can't cheat.
And
that's 11 damage.
11? I cast Negate Harm. Fuck
you. Coward!
Can I go back to the level and get one of those, that book labeled Player's Handbook? And pull some shit
that's
out
a
of
level
that?
Up.
You sure can. And you polymorph into a dragonborn.
Yes.
Look at all the subclasses that hang
out.
Wait,
is it 3rd edition or 4th edition dragonborn?
Well,
because if it's 3rd edition, you get to choose like heart, body, or soul. You get wings, or breath.
Well, I gotta go heart, body.
We brought, wings back for dragonborn in Player's Handbook 3.
Yeah.
All right, so where in the round are we?
Fast, I think.
Slow turns.
Slow turns.
Yeah, I have no slow turn.
No, they already.
All right. We're gonna send you a gift, and it sends you a gift.
All right. Love her, miss me.
That's on you again. It's a 31.
You have more than the game of arms.
Not this
round. Oh, that looks good. All right. That's 12, 15, 14, 16 damage.
God. Four.
All right. Coming for you, kitten.
Oh, shoot.
That is a 2 and a 4 plus 8. That's a 14.
That is enough.
End of the round, everybody down and out. Nope. Fast turns.
I rolled my 6, so I come back.
19?
19, yes.
I really hate this woman now.
15 points.
And she drops. She explodes. Woo! Curtains of roast beef everywhere. All right.
Level up.
Weirdly, you wake up because I can't watch you sit here any longer.
And just miraculously on this level because I carried you all the way up.
Yeah.
What happened?
That's a whole bunch of shit just happened.
I don't care.
I'm going to take my last healing potion.
Hey, when I come back from the second death.
Unconscious Dan?
Yeah. what's my damage at?
It is your health minus 1.
Where did that eraser go?
Well, see, you can take that health potion, got that one,
yeah.
And give you your full health.
So you took my health potion.
No, like, he needed it. Ruined encrusted flesh with a corrupt spell on it.
No, unfortunately not. No, no. Yeah. But what you do find, though, is that a large quantity of Hungry Man dinner packages inside of her belly.
Nice. And two gears. Yeah, I still collect those back.
Sprockets, one of which is named Mike Myers, was here.
And now we die.
See, that's the thing that sucks about getting old. At a certain point, I can make a Mike Myers Sprockets joke, and I could say it to a room, and no one has any idea what I'm talking about.
No one.
Do you want to touch my monkey? No. No one knows what I'm talking about.
They just think you're some dirty old man.
Well, they do think that already. All right.
Now it is time in Sprockets where we die.
Final break, and then we'll... go to the last room.
I'm back.
News live.
Final room. All right, so you guys climb the staircase. You're awake, Revenant boy.
Thacko.
You wake up, and you see your companions are bloodied and bruised, but still alive.
Holy shit, has my wife been here?
Is that her?
No resemblance.
Staircase continues.
I can give you a healing potion, but I don't have any left.
I had one on me. Where did it go?
searching through my
Do you want a healing potion?
Thank you. It's a waste.
Do you have any extra ones? I could use one. I'm out. Yes, I'll give you one. And I'll give you one. I still have a few remaining. But they're in syringes. They're hard to refill, so I'm trying not to use them.
Give me one. I'll be topped off.
How about I just cast a spell on you?
That's fine.
All right. You're topped off. We'll get rid of caltrops. Healing out of my grimoire.
So I'll go upstairs.
Okay.
Yep, same marching order.
Final stairs. You climb. One step after the other. You finally come through the floor of the final room of Crooked Tower. You see you're in a room crowded with bookshelves. A room that's very familiar to you. The shelves are loaded with scrolls and books and grimoires and tomes and librams and every other invented word you have for a thing that is paper that contains words and may or may not be bound.
Dear diary.
There's a lectern standing somewhere towards the middle of the room, and behind it is a tall, painfully thin man with long red hair that hangs down past his shoulders. Big full beard, mustache. Kind of Jesus-like. And he looks up to you and he says, "What do you want?"
We come here for a book, and that's all we want, and we'll leave in peace.
No.
If
what book were you looking for?
Out of character, I don't remember what the name of the book was or what the ritual was.
You're just looking for
we just need a rank 5 spell.
Any kind?
Any kind.
Oh.
We came up into this tower for a rank 5 spell?
Yeah.
We could have gone to Murdy's down the street.
There's a library in the next town.
One of the most powerful spells that you have. It doesn't have... No, the specifics of it don't matter.
I come bearing a gift. I take the glowing ham hock off my shoulder.
Oh, that's a very clever moat. That's a very clever thing.
I pass it.
He takes a hem hock and begins gnawing on it. His teeth glow. Well, of course, a powerful spell, you say. One of the fifth magnitude, you say.
Yes.
Well, I happen to have just the spell for you.
Would you be willing to trade for the spell?
Perhaps. Perhaps. Perhaps I should do something else. Fuck that. Back this truck out.
I'm sorry, your LARP voice is killing me.
But yes, I happen to have a spell of the proper magnitude just for you. What do you have to offer for this profound bit of arcane knowledge?
Do you require any dark speech translation?
No.
No, sir.
Do you know anything about soul magic? I could teach you some.
I'm a big fan of Soul Train.
Let's tell him his long-lost brother is downstairs. His long-lost twin.
Dude, he's right there! Wait, did you say that my long-lost brother is downstairs?
I did not.
He grabs his papers, and he starts heading down the stairs.
Wait, where's the spell?
It's around here somewhere. My brother's downstairs. You don't understand.
You mind if we just wait here?
Whatever. And he goes down the stairs.
I heard he's...
Look for the spells. Quick.
Outside.
I'm rifling through.
Yeah, looking through for spells. And
all right.
Anything that says magnitude 5.
I can't find the spell. All
right. After...
Just start grabbing scrolls that look important and shove them
sure.
in the bag.
You start grabbing shit. You guys don't really find anything that looks like an incantation, but you might have gotten something.
Books, tomes, libra.
I use my last casting of disguise and disguise myself as that guy.
Can anybody cast detect magic? Not anymore.
Sense magic.
Oh yeah, I can do sense magic one more
sense
time.
Magic, yeah.
Oof. Alright, so. Bam, there you go. You find that there is tucked between you see there are a bunch of different auras around you.
Mm-hmm.
You see sandwiched between two books, one of a particular potency that you might be looking for. All right.
Any other magic in here?
There are a number of incantations.
We take all of them. All
right, great. We'll figure out that next week.
Anything glowing is going in the bag. All
right, so he comes back up the stairs, and he
brother! Brother!
Oh, you played the old classic trick! Of course, I should have known that you would sneak in past all of my defenses and appear inside of my inner sanctum.
And I have one more surprise for you. Wait here.
Oh, of course I will. I will. What
and
do you
I,
have?
I start walking downstairs. I leave
we
the tower.
Yeah, and I go with it.
And we follow.
Put a bolt through at the door. Not the first door.
Yeah.
All right. So
walk right out the front door.
You might want to turn off those knives things so that when he goes and gets that, it doesn't kill him.
You start walking. You telling him that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fine. He knows how to get past that.
I'll be fine. I'll be right back.
Alright, so you make your way all the way to the bottom. You follow yourself?
Oh,
yeah, we all follow with
him. Alright, well, you guys hit that room with a fucking knife, however.
I'm in my shield taco.
I'm doing it the same way.
Somehow you figure out how to get past it. You guys get out of the tower and
pass it. Get through safely.
You make your way to where?
We head back to the
hard march.
It's like a 3-day. Yeah, 3 days, right?
Yeah. Do we have a horse nearby or some shit?
No.
Well, you.
Welcome, boys.
You leave the Crooked Tower. You travel for about 3 days and you get back to camp.
Awesome.
That's where we'll be there.